Welcome to Locked On Sixers with your host, Keith Pompey. Today we have a special guest, a guest host, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. He's the dean of NBA beat writers in the city of Philadelphia. His name is Tom Moore from the Bucks County Courier-Times. Great writer, great reporter. This is a guy who helped me out immensely when I first got on the beat, y'all. You just don't know. I mean, if it wasn't for Tom, I'd probably be off the beat right about now. But, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Keith. I've enjoyed all the time with you.
All the time?
Most of the time.
Okay. Even when my Pitt Panthers beat Syracuse?
That happens all the time in football and basketball. That's old news, Keith. Move on.
Yeah, move on. Move on, we shall. Now, Tom, I want to just talk to you about, let's talk about Ben Simmons for a little bit. You know, here's a guy right here who, today at practice, the Sixers used him at the one, they used him at the two, and when we came in, we saw him playing a little bit of three. What really sticks out to you about his game and his versatility?
Yeah, I mean, the way he handles the ball and everything, I think he can play any of those positions offensively. It's defensively where I think, you know, if there's a switch or something, he could guard a point guard, maybe a possession here or there. But I think consistently he'd have a hard time with the quicker, you know, the Westbrooks and guys like that, keeping him from getting to the rim. But offensively, he's so skilled, and I really love the way he gets a defensive rebound, takes a couple dribbles, looks up court, hit a guy 40 feet down court for an easy basket, things like that. He has an elite skill, and that's as a passer, and all great players, which he has the potential to be, need a skill like that, and that's certainly his.
Yeah, you know, and that is impressive with him. And like, again, you know, we always talk about him, and I state this over and over again. You know, he's young. He's young, and it's going to take him time to get his game, to be, more versatile or more of an all-around game. You know, and I think you get him in the gym, he wants to be great. He, you know, LeBron James is his mentor. He wants to be in that category. He doesn't want to be LeBron, but he wants to be in that category. So I can sense that he's going to be a guy who's going to work hard in the offseason and during the season to perfect that. I think he'll be well. Someone we saw today the first time that we've actually seen him practice was Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, to me, he looked like a guy who hadn't played basketball in 2 years. You saw at times he wanted to go left, he wanted to do this, but his body just didn't take him because, you know what I mean, it was just getting by off of muscle memory, so to speak. Just talk about what really how you feel about his performance.
Yeah, right. You could see him, what he wanted to do, but it seemed like there was sort of a little bit of a disconnect between, his arms and his legs and his head and so on. Now, it was at the end of the third practice they had in, you know, a little over 24 hours. He went 25 minutes yesterday morning, 20 minutes last night, and wasn't limited today. So I think that may have been part of it. And like you said, 2 years and 7 months since his last game, March 1st, 2014, you know, as a Kansas freshman against Oklahoma State, I think to not think there's going to be a lot of rust, I think is crazy. I mean, people on Twitter were saying, can't you post positive things about the scrimmages? And I said, well, I just was posting videos of what he did. Like, there's not much you can do about it. But I think it's good in a way. Yeah, right. I think it's good in a way that people see that, you know, it's going to take him time. I mean, it's not reasonable to think you're going to go from, you know, a freshman at Kansas to playing in the NBA two years and 7 months later and two, you know, right foot surgeries later and, you know, be an all-star. You know, it's going to take time. It's going to be an adjustment in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and I think that's good. Like, you know, when you ask Brett Brown a question, you know, I asked him, like, you know, what are your realistic expectations? He starts saying, hey, I don't, you know, we're not getting into numbers, talking about scoring points and rebounds and stuff like that statistically. So, you know, that's good. But, you know, the question is, like, you know, I want to know, and I think what, you know, what you're pointing to is he's going to be a guy who's going to come out there. It's going to take him gradually to get where he wants to be. Mm-hmm. And it may not happen this season. I mean, not by playing in a minutes restriction, yeah. But at the same time, when you look at his body and you see that he's planning and he's doing all these other things, that's when actually, you know, he'll get better down the road. Now, Dario Saric, he is a guy, and I look at him, and I said this on this podcast that, you know, I don't think that he could play the three in the NBA level. You know, nothing against him. I just don't think that his footwork is basically good enough. But you later find out that this is a guy who played point guard up until he was 14.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I know.
But he's also versatile. It's just that he's a little slow foot.
Yeah.
And that's going to hurt him on the defense. But do you feel like his versatility will help the Sixers?
I think it will, Keith. I agree. He's a natural four, and that's his best position. Now, the three will depend how well he can shoot. If he can knock down some outside shots, I think that'll really help. He certainly can initiate the offense. He's a very good passer. Brett Brown said he's been kind of maybe too deferential here, which is normal when you come in a new situation. You don't want to step on toes. You want to just prove you're kind of one of the guys. You're willing to be a good teammate. I think they need him maybe to be a little bit more assertive. But, yeah, I think, I mean, he might end up playing more five than three. You never know. I mean, they've talked about that before as possibility if they go to a small lineup. Let him play the five just for a few possessions here or there or whatever. If they're looking to run or looking to spread the floor or whatever. You know, he could be a stretch five. so, yeah, but, I think he'll help. And I think just like Simmons and Embiid, the longer he's here and the more comfortable and familiar he gets and the more he sees of NBA players and facing them, I think they will all progress, because then you need to make adjustments and you need to address areas that you're not up to par with.
And it's funny that you say more stretch five, because when we talked to him about playing a three, he basically, I played a lot of five. I was just out there a little bit for the three. You know, now, another point that to follow up on that with the five thing is, you know, we were all talking about the overflow of the centers, right? So here it is right now. You have Nerlens Noel. He's the only one healthy. We saw Embiid, who looked a little sluggish towards the end just because of, you know, he hasn't played in 2 years. And Jahlil Okafor didn't participate in Wednesday's practice. So it's you know, he may have to play some center come Tuesday when they play Boston in the first preseason game.
It could be, right? If Embiid doesn't play and they limit Okafor, or Okafor doesn't play, right? You know, you got to look at Rashawn Holmes. Nerlens Noel would be your starting center, I would certainly think, and he could be anyway. And I would think he gets a decent amount of minutes. I think he fits real well at the defensive end. He's a good complement to Simmons. Simmons, not as good a defender, but Nerlens... But Nerlens Nerlens is such a good defender and rim protector, runs the floor so well. I think he would be a real good compliment. But yeah, that would be a chance to take a look. And Brett Brown said the preseason and camp are the times to take a look at guys out of position with different combinations. He talked about maybe playing Bayless and Rodriguez together, two point guards, natural point guards, and see what happens. And if it works or if they complement each other well, something that they could use. You know, October 26th when the regular season starts against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's great. And in regards to Nerlens, you know, I know this isn't the ideal situation for him, but at the same time, it seems like right now, at least early on, he'll be able to showcase himself, because he's going to get the bulk of the minutes. I mean, based off of what we've seen the first 2 days, you have to imagine that he will get the minutes and he will get showcased. Now, the only thing about the showcase thing is, typically the guy who gets showcased the most is the guy, if you're going to trade someone, that's the guy who goes. Because let's face it, you know, Ja may be healthy. I mean, he may be healthy, and this may be precautionary. But then when people start getting medical involved, they get a little leery if you have to choose between one of the two.
Right. No, exactly. And Nerlens is going to his fourth year. He'll be a restricted free agent, you know, in the summer of 2017. But, you know, his skill set is running the floor, defending, blocking shots. Certainly that appeals to some teams. I mean, he would be a great fit with the Warriors. I don't know how they could do it, mm-hmm. but that's what they need. You know, there are teams that need what he, you know, what he does. The question is, what can you get, you know, in return? And Jahlil, you know, you're right, he's younger. You know, he's more of an offensive player. And I'm sure certain teams would be interested in him, you know, in him too. It's just a question of what the Sixers are looking for in return, and will other teams offer more, or will Brian Colangelo theoretically accept less than he's been asking for?
And that's the scary part. I mean, you look at Noel, he added weight. I mean, he added like 10 pounds to his frame. I mean, he's still slender, but he's stronger, and he can run the floor, and his shot blocking. And you think about it, when you get him on the floor with other people, it's like you don't have to have him to shoot the ball. But right. Then you look at Okafor, I mean, heck, on – in Tuesday's morning practice, he looked like beast mode out there. I mean, he was dunking, stealing the ball, running the floor hard. So I'm just happy that I'm not Brian Colangelo and have to make these decisions, you know?
For sure.
But, you know, the one thing is I really think that this is going to be a season that they may not win as many games, but at least we could get a grasp on, after they make a trade, we'll get a grasp on what the future will probably look like, and I think that will be a good thing.
No, I agree, and I think making a trade will make Brett Brown's job easier too, because 48 minutes for three young, talented centers is just not enough. At one, two, or maybe even three are going to be upset because they're not going to be able to play the amount that they want to and to show what they can do and to get the kind of numbers that they're capable of.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I just want to thank you for coming on this show with me. I really enjoy talking to you. For folks who don't know, it's like, you know, we sit together at just about all the games, laughing and joking, eating popcorn, doing whatever, having a great old time. But, you know, I just want to let you guys, people know out there that throughout the season, I'm going to try to get Tom on as much as I can. He may get upset with me and say, look, brother, you better start paying me. And then I have to show him, pull out the nickels and let him know that I don't make any money. And then he'll just walk off. And then I'll just have to make fun of Syracuse and he'll come back with Pitt and the whole nine. But, you know, if you really want to keep up with the Sixers and you want to keep up on a daily basis, you know, I suggest that you subscribe to Locked On Sixers. I'll do my best to keep you guys up to date with it. And also keep in contact with keep up to date with the old Locked On Network. We're only one of the few podcasters that do stuff 5 days a week. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Tom, for coming on my show.
Anytime, Keith. Thank you.